Faye Atkinson is a longtime Park City resident, a ski tour guide who spends shoulder seasons guiding commercial raft trips down the Grand Canyon with the company Azra. She knew nothing of the federal government shutdown until her previous trip ended on Wednesday. The river is out of cell range and there's basically no communication with the outside world. Normally, Atkinson would finish one trip, de-rig the rafts, and get ready for a quick turnaround to pick up the next guest for the more than two-week trip down the Colorado River through Grand Canyon National Park.
We got to the de-rig, and I asked the question because I'm supposed to be rigging again. And they said, when do you think you're going out? And that's when I learned.
She says sometimes private rafting groups have waited years to pull a lottery permit to do the Grand Canyon trip. Those groups are now being kept from descending to the put-in at Lee's Ferry.
What's going on up at the put-in? Well, you can't get to Lee's Ferry. The Park Service has got a barrier across the road down to the put-in from Marble Canyon. Marble Canyon's about 3 miles up the road from the actual put-in on the river. They've got a barrier up there and Park Service personnel, probably armed, keeping people from driving down.
Those people are now waiting and are not happy about the national parks being closed.
So there's obviously quite a few private trips supposed to be launching. They were protesting, and I guess they have been dispersed, but they're camping just up close by that barrier. And I guess that's where the Azra crew is at the moment. Like, they've got the truck full of gear, ready to go in case the shutdown finishes at any moment. And they're camping out up there, somewhere close to that barrier, just to be ready to jump on the river if it turns out.
The next trip was due to leave Flagstaff for the river, Atkinson says, but now they're getting out maps and turning it into a hiking trip in state parks.
We've got 18 people. It's a charter trip from Alaska. 18 people from Alaska, flew into Flagstaff yesterday to do this trip at the moment. And they're big hikers. They love to hike. They've been down before. And at the moment, a couple of our guides have got them hiking around Flagstaff, up the Humphrey Summit Peaks. And they're going to take them hiking somewhere else tomorrow around Flagstaff, just keeping them close in case, things reopen.
She says when the last government shutdown took place some 17 years ago, the state of Arizona stepped up.
And I guess there was, sometime in the 90s, I think, the Clinton administration, there was a government shutdown. But Arizona State itself somehow appropriated funds to keep Grand Canyon National Park open and to keep river trips going, because it's a huge part of the economy here.
That's Park City resident Faye Atkinson. As she says, at roughly $4,000 per customer for the trip on the Grand Canyon, rafting companies are losing big time as well. She says the company she works for has sent out a letter urging everyone they know to write their congressmen and women, their representatives, and even the Secretary of the Interior to express how much the whole region is losing, as well as the many tourists who've planned these trips for years. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.